guys for listening. I'll get started on what I jotted down, so bear with me, please. Okay, here we go. I never really was one who enjoyed the spotlight, but rather loved sport and competition. My first love was football, but graduating high school at 17 years old and being 6'4", 215 pounds, limited my opportunities. Wrestling was my best option, and I attacked that challenge. And thanks to T.J. Kerr and Daryl Pope, my college coaches at Cal State Bakersfield, I became a four-time All-American, a two-time national champ, and a world champion in 1999. In 2000, I failed to make the Olympic team, but that allowed me to meet Neil Kornrich, who was my agent. And thanks to him, he got me to the doorstep of the NFL. So thank you, Neil. Then I met Coach Belichick, and he opened that door. So thanks, Coach Belichick. And I learned the sport of football and the dedication needed for success in the NFL from Bill and Dante Scarnecchia. The dedication that they show, being the first one into the building and the last one to leave, is something that's truly amazing and gives success to the Patriots each and every year. So thank you, Dante, for everything. And then having success in this league is only possible with great ownership, so I want to thank the Kraft family. They really made me feel like part of the family while I was there, and it is truly special what happens in New England, and that's something I will definitely miss. The sport of football is a brutal sport, and injuries are part of this game. The training, strength, and medical staff here are top-notch, and they are a huge factor to my success and the team's success. So thank all of you very much. You helped me stick around for so long. Of course, football is not an individual sport, so I need to thank each and every teammate and coach who has walked through this building in the last 10 years. They have all helped me to have success in this game, so thank you guys. Thank each and every one of you. Without the media and the fans, this sport could not continue at the level it is at. So I'd like to thank all of you for the coverage and the support you have shown me through the years. We definitely have the greatest fans in the country, and being in New England with the Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins, and Pats all having success is just a great environment and something I will never forget. I also want to recognize two good friends I've made in New England. We've got Chris Robertson, who is my go-to guy at Stop and Shop. He's a great guy. Thanks, Chris. And Rich Burns, who's a great friend, fan, neighbor, and great guy. So thank you, Rich. I'll give you a call in a day or two. And all this is really possible because of my family. My mom, my dad, Mike and Dave, my brothers, they always believed in me and never doubted my dreams. They were always there for me. And my wife, Jody, put everything down in Bakersfield to follow me out here to New England. She's been my support for this entire journey, always there for me after wins, losses, injuries, everything, with her arms wide open. She's there raising our beautiful girls, Colby and Jillian, and her stubborn copy of me, Gunner, my little guy. And I just can't wait. My family's my new team, and I hope we can go undefeated for the rest of our lives. So thank you, guys, and any questions you have, we will want to try to help you out.
Hey, Steve, it's Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. My wife showed me the video on your blog, so thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Steve, I was curious, when you think back to your career, what memory stands out maybe above all of them?
Well, I think two really stand out the most. Probably the first one is in 2002, the first game I played, and it was Green Bay, and I get into the huddle, you know, I'm starting the game, and I've never been in the huddle for a real game. I was always in there for preseason. So I look around the huddle. I'm a pretty good judge of people. And I just looked around. I saw, you know, Tom Brady, the returning Super Bowl MVP. He's sitting there, and he just has confidence in each and every one of that huddle. And it's like, why should you believe in me? I'm just some wrestler who is here. And the confidence he showed in me is just truly shows the leadership qualities that he possesses. Because you can't do it alone. You need each and every one there doing their job. And so that moment right there just kind of made me feel like, wow, this is really happening. This is really special. And it was the start of something that was pretty cool. And then definitely in 2005 when we won the Super Bowl against Philly, I think that's the right year. That was something I'll never forget because I was actually playing in that Super Bowl. And winning a championship by yourself is great, but winning it with teammates and coaches and training staff is something that's even better because you can celebrate with each and every one and say, you know, we did this thing together, and you all have the same feeling instead of just an individual sport where you have the feeling by yourself.
Steven, I know it's still very early on, but have you had a chance to reflect on your career and think about where you came from and the distance that you've gone from not playing college football to winning three Super Bowl championships?
You know, it's just been the last couple of days I've been thinking about it, and it's been a great journey. And like I said, I try to mention a couple of the people that helped me get there. Dante Scarnecchia, I tell you what, he's probably one of the greatest coaches to ever have coached this game. He sits down with each and every new guy and tries to make sure they're on the same page. He tries to bring them up. He spends so much of his own personal time, which he has none of, trying to get everybody ready to go. And to just have an offensive line that over the last few years, I mean, people get hurt, they're in and out, but it doesn't seem like there's a lull. And that's got to be the coaching, you know. So I just think he's a tremendous coach. And Coach Belichick, for just, there's no excuses. It doesn't matter who you are. Everyone's got to do their job and do it well. And if you don't, then there's a problem. And it doesn't matter if you're the superstar or you're a wrestler. If you did good, he'll tell you you did good. If you did bad, he'll tell you that too. So it's great being in an environment where it's fair and everybody really wants to win. And it's just, I've been so fortunate to be around here for so long.
Steve, ultimately, it's Tom Curran from Comcast. Ultimately, what caused you to make this decision? We talked in December, and it seemed as if you had intentions on trying to get back. What clinched it for you to stop?
Well, there's a couple things. I really, in my mind, if I don't have something to, I've always had something to try to shoot for, and so for me not to have that, it kind of, you know, I'm just not sure what's going to happen. So I always want to have a chance to do something, and so. But talking to the doctors and the trainers and the coaches, realistically, you know, there's a shot I can play, but it's not a very good shot. So, and, you know, if I get injured again, it's not going to be too good. So I've got a great family, and I want to try to be there for them and be able to try to throw a ball better with my right hand and left, which I'm working on right now. So that's kind of where it comes down to is the decision needed to be made. It probably would have been made in a couple months if I didn't do it today, but it needed to be made, and so I just figured it's the best time to do it.
Steven, it's Karen Garrigan from the Herald.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Hey. So it kind of just boils down to uncertainty over an injury going forward and, you know, just not knowing how that was going to progress, and, you know, age, and putting all the factors together, also with the labor situation.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, when they tell you that the next step is something that's pretty extreme, if there is another injury, that kind of scares you a little bit. And I've been limited for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years probably, and I just try to do the best I can. And I think we got a great group of guys. They can, you know, go on and have a lot of success, and I'd love to be stick around and watch the younger players develop. You know, it's great being on a team with so much young talent. There's so much potential. And you want to stick around as long as you can, but then realistically, it's really not fair to the team to try to stick around if you can't really pull your own weight. So, like I said, I have so much respect for Coach Belichick, and I've always tried to put the team first in everything I've done, and I think the team will be better without me, so I definitely, this is the time to step down. And you know, my own health and my own family, I think it's the best decision also. To walk away and still have a little bit of life left in the body. Hopefully I can get the shoulder rehabbed to a decent level, and hopefully we'll be able to live life the rest of my life. Hopefully pretty close to pain-free. That's what I'm hoping for.
Have you got...
Go ahead,
I'm
Karen.
Sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, have you thought beyond what you might be doing now with your life, beyond being a father?
Well, after this phone call, I have to clean the floors with the wife, do some laundry, which I don't mind doing. I really enjoy spending time with the family, but I'd really like to help the sport of wrestling. It has taught me so much stuff, you know, taught me about hard work, dedication. And I'd love to give back to the sport any way I can. And the sport's dying, as you know, we discussed last year. And I really want to try to help out my program to keep it going. And they're doing a pretty good job. We've got a new athletic director. And so I'm going to go talk to him this weekend and see what I can do to help. And I have so much passion in my heart for wrestling that I don't want to see the sport die, and I want to see it be able to change the lives of other young athletes the way it changed mine. And so that's probably the one thing I'll probably do right off the bat is just try to go around and help help raise money or help, you know, raise awareness for all these different programs and see if we can get them to stop folding on the West Coast.
Stephen, I just wanted to ask, with tomorrow the lockout looming and the inability for you to go in and rehab and see all these trainers and doctors who've helped you a lot, was that somewhat of a factor as well if you weren't going to be able to have access to the player, to the training staff?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you're not actually allowed to talk to them and communicate, and so now that I've retired, I'm able to communicate openly with them. But I'm actually out here in California. I'm doing my rehab out here in San Diego.
Okay.
So I'm here around all my family, and I tell you what, we played miniature golf last night. It was my daughter's birthday, and it was it's great to be with the family and you know, looking forward, looking ahead. It's going to be awesome watching the Patriots on TV in warm San Diego and not freezing my tail off on the sideline or up in the booth or something. So I'm pretty excited about it, and it's, you know, this lockout looming. I you know what? I really hope that the owners and players can get everything to get together, because it's not them that's going to be hurt, and it's the people, the support staff, the people that work in the cafeteria, the people that clean up the locker room, the people that park the cars for the games. All those people are the ones that are going to be hurting the most, because they're not going to have their job until this thing gets resolved. So I hope everyone can just put everything aside, work out a deal, and just get things going, so the support staff for the entire stadiums all over the league can get back to work and not have to change careers.
Hey, Steve, it's Shalise Young from the Boston Globe. You mentioned, you know, I'm a wrestler a few times. Did you always just look at yourself as you were a wrestler who kind of got good at being an offensive lineman?
Well, you know what, I always had a passion for football. To be completely honest with you, I thought I was going to be catching the ball instead of blocking, or, you know, trying to sack the quarterback instead of protect him. But things turned out, and I was an offensive lineman. And I love, you know, I love every aspect of that. We know the snap count. We know where the ball's going. So that's a great thing. But, you know, wrestling really, I just started wrestling when I was in ninth grade. I didn't really know anything about the sport. I was challenged to do it. They said it was harder than football. I didn't believe them. But all the battles I've had from wrestling have taught me so much about sport, about life, about competition. And those are lessons that I'll never forget. You know, if you want something bad enough, you have to fight for it. And if you really care about something, you're going to fight so hard that you either get it or you die, pretty much. And so that's the lesson I'll never forget. I truly believe I can do anything that I want to do, which is kind of hard to hear the doctor's results saying, you know, you should never play again and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of hard hearing that with that mentality, but at some point you have to just accept it and move on to the next challenges. So as a wrestler, you never want to back down. So I'll always be a wrestler, but like I said, football is a true love of mine. I'm so fortunate I got the opportunity to play at the highest level and for a great organization and team.
If I can just ask, you said that you were told if you kept playing and you were hurt again, the next thing would be pretty extreme. Can you say what it is if you did keep playing and you got hurt again? What would the consequence be for you?
The next option is kind of where they'd have to replace a bunch of stuff in there. So I'm good with all my parts. So I think I can say anything I want now I'm retired, right? I'm not sure. I don't want to get in trouble.
We would encourage that. So, yeah, whatever you want to say, go right ahead.
All right, well, if we have no other questions, we'll, Stephen, I'll go ahead and hang up, and I'll call you right back for a couple radio shows.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Hey, good luck,
Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Stephen.